Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took part in a CNN town hall meeting last night in Iowa and just could not help himself from hitting Donald Trump every chance he got.
I think, though, one thing in this race that I think is important to point out is Donald Trump flip-flopping on the right to life.
More than 190 governments at the United Nations Climate Conference agreed for the first time to transition away from fossil fuels, bridging differences between big producers and countries that want a total phase out. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is appealing directly to lawmakers for increased aid in the country's battle against Russia. Dave Collins has more.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer describes the meeting on Capitol Hill as impactful.
He outlined in some great detail the kind of help he needs and how it will help him win.
However, Republicans and Democrats are deadlocked over additional funding for Kyiv, with Republicans demanding tougher border policies as a condition for supporting President Biden's proposed aid package.
A number of economists anticipating the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. In a recent CNBC Fed survey, over half of the 35 participating experts share this view, a figure expected to reach nearly 70% by July. The Government Accountability Office report says government agencies are already using AI. The office adding the report says given the rapid growth in capabilities and widespread adoption of AI, the federal government must manage its use of AI in a responsible way to minimize risk, achieve intended outcomes, and avoid unintended consequences. This is USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's a notable surge in flu cases, particularly in the South. Experts attributing some of that increase to rising vaccine hesitancy that emerged during the COVID era. They strongly recommend getting a flu shot and suggest taking Tamiflu if someone falls ill. The movie Wonka, starring Timothy Chalamet, anticipating a debut of $35 million. That's according to Variety. The Warner Brothers produced film had a budget of $125 million, and it's trying to attract family audiences during the holiday season. Although the debut weekend of the adaptation of Roald Dahl's novel Charlie and the Chocolate Factory falls slightly behind the $41 million debut of Dune in 2021, which was the highest grossing film starring Chalamet. Apple addressing a security weakness that has allowed iPhone thieves to take over your account. access saved passwords, steal money, and lock you out of your digital memories. A new iOS setting called Stolen Device Protection is designed to defend against these attacks. Well, if you don't turn on the Stolen Device Protection, thieves will have access basically to your life. If you enable the new Stolen Device Protection, your iPhone will restrict certain settings when you're away from a location that's familiar to the iPhone, such as your home or work network. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And look at what's at risk here. The future of our country and the next generations that follow us. Here we were. We assumed our position from the world's greatest generation. And this generation is being measured and is demonstrated to be lacking right now when it comes to liberty and these foundational principles that truly have made America great. How you doing? Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning is with us right now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Mr. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, the all eyes are in Washington wondering, will he or won't he, Hunter Biden, show up, you know, or be in contempt?
My bet's he doesn't show up. That would be where I'm betting, but, you know, we'll see. It's, the one thing he knows is that the U.S. attorney in D.C. will not enforce any contempt citation from the Republican House. So.
Or the Justice Department, right?
And the Justice, yeah, they are part of the Justice Department. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he is, he's not going to be held the same standard that, say, Steve Bannon was when he legitimately was saying, gee, I'm contesting this in court. I'm not showing up. And then when he lost the court case, he says, I'll show up now. And they said, nope, sorry, we're prosecuting you. So it's a, you know, the standards are different. We're going to see that the standards are different. Mm-hmm. But we've seen that enough so it doesn't shock anybody.
Pretty arrogant, though. I mean, to try and dictate to Congress how you're going to give your deposition. There is a pattern.
There is a pattern. There is a pattern of arrogance, and you know, it's pretty arrogant to think that, gee whiz, I'm getting millions of dollars selling access to my dad, but I don't have to report it to the IRS as income. Mm-hmm. That's pretty arrogant too, and it's a, and yet that's what he did for years and years. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty arrogant to say, gee, the one time I am reporting my income, I'm going to write off cars and, shall we say, trips to places that are legal in Nevada. We're going to go off and we're going to write those off as business expenses. Nobody will notice. I mean, mm-hmm. So arrogance runs. There's no shortage of arrogance in the Biden family, maybe shortage of intelligence. The shortage of arrogance is not wanting.
Who's paying for Joe's granddaughter? I mean, we hear that Hunter is broke. He has no money, but yet I think he's got child support of about $4,000 or $5,000 a month. I wonder if that's on the Biden family plan. You know,
well, he's got lots of child. I think he's got lots of child support problems, but because he's got multiple children, but from multiple women. But it is a. I somehow suspect that the money flows still continue. They just may be through other channels. The last person's financial problems I worry about is Hunter Biden's.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Well, we've got also happening is the vote on the impeachment inquiry. Of course, Democrats are all, you know, beside themselves. But unlike the impeachments that were run by the Democrats, man, they lickety split. They fast-tracked impeachment, didn't worry about dotting I's or crossing T's. They didn't have to because they had the media and everybody else behind these faux impeachments against Donald Trump. In this particular case, the House has moved very deliberately. And they're making sure that the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, so that when the case is presented, we're going to see a lot of the Democrats' mouths shut because they're saying there's nothing there, which is amazing to me because I think the American people have seen enough to where you've got almost two-thirds of America believing that Joe Biden is corrupt and that there was corruption involving the Biden family, Hunter and his father.
Yeah, it's first of all, many people would contend that the House Republicans have moved too slowly, and I would argue that we effectively lost 6 weeks when Kevin McCarthy was booted out as Speaker, and we had to spend a bunch of time figuring other stuff out, which we're still figuring out, by the way.
And I'm still trying to figure out, speaking of Kevin McCarthy, why does he exit before, before Congress is up? I mean, we have limited players and he takes himself off the field.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, let's, I don't want to lose the thread on the impeachment.
Yeah, any other one. I know.
It's not much fun to be in Congress right now with a slim majority and people always fighting. So what he's saying is because people contend that he's just laying in wait to try to retake the speakership, he's taking himself off that out of that conversation so people can't use him as an excuse for not getting along. That is what his contention is. I think that it's the fact that he supported, at least he actually publicly supported, kicking George Santos out, even though George Santos had not been convicted of any crimes. Mm-hmm. So kicking George Santos out, depleting the Republican majority by one, because that's a seat we will lose, in a special. Combined with him denouncing he's leaving, which is a seat Republicans should hold, but may not be able to replace for 3 to 4 months when the special election process goes through. He's depleting the Republican majority by at least a half a vote there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, so does he want the Republican majority to be able to succeed in his absence? I think it's reasonable to ask the question if in fact he wants it to fail.
Yeah. Well, okay. But, well, thanks for clearing that up.
Going back to impeachment, I think that one of the things that we're having this week, or the vote's going to be today, actually, at least it's scheduled for today, is a vote on whether or not to officially proceed with an impeachment inquiry. This is, remember back when Kevin McCarthy was Speaker, he announced that they're engaging an impeachment inquiry on the order of the Speaker. Well, the White House responded back and said, we're not going to participate. You can't make it mandatory that we participate unless the entire House votes for an impeachment inquiry. And so they're going to vote today on the impeachment inquiry with a shortage of votes. They need every Republican to vote for an impeachment inquiry. And, it's a real test of the ability of this, of the House Republicans to govern, whether or not they're able to get those votes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, because we know the Democrats will be right down in line. They'll be in lockstep. Not one will, deflect.
You're not going to get any Mitt Romney defections from the left.
No. But so we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. But no doubt it's going to be skinny. I think Speaker Johnson said as much. But they seem confident that they're going to be able to move this impeachment inquiry, which then at this point just gives teeth to all their subpoena power, right?
Absolutely. It forces people to comply. It forces the White House to comply, most importantly.
Rick Manning is with us. He'll continue on the other side. Stay with us. 15 after right now.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This report is sponsored by Boston Scientific. By age 60, more than half of men will have an enlarged prostate, also known as benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH for short. Symptoms of BPH can include waking up several times a night to urinate, a weak or interrupted stream, or feeling a sudden urge to go, all of which can disrupt daily activities. Treatment options range from behavior modification and watchful waiting to medications, minimally invasive treatments, and surgery. One minimally invasive BPH treatment option is Rezum water vapor therapy. This procedure uses natural energy stored in water vapor to remove the excess prostate tissue pressing on the urethra, providing lasting symptom relief while preserving sexual function. One study of 255 men showed a 94% overall satisfaction rate with the procedure experience. Here is Dr. Arpit Shah from Associated Urological Specialists to share more about how Rezum therapy works.
Rezum water vapor therapy offers a minimally invasive solution for patients with an enlarged prostate, actively addressing the issue by reducing excess tissue rather than merely pushing it to the side. This procedure can take a matter of minutes to complete in a single office visit. Patients can resume their regular activities within a matter of days and can experience noticeable symptom improvement in just a few weeks. Research has shown the long-lasting benefits of Rezum, with one study finding that many patients have relief from their symptoms through 5 years following the procedure.
As with any medical treatment, there are risks involved. Potential risks associated with Rezum include but are not limited to painful or frequent urination, blood in the urine or semen, decrease in ejaculatory volume, urinary tract infection, inability to urinate or completely empty the bladder, and urgent need to urinate. Talk to your doctor about the benefits and risks associated with Rezum therapy. To learn more, visit rezum.com. Dr. Shah is a paid consultant of Boston Scientific. He was not compensated for his quote within this audio clip.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. We're just talking about, you know, the significance of impeachment. In fact, Rick, I was hearing from, another congressman this morning that you know, what would happen because of the two impeachments, as wacky as they were with Donald Trump, they've kind of, you know, I don't know, kind of messed up the whole idea of what impeachment really is about and why our founding fathers included this in our Constitution. You know, because it's getting to a point where it's just, you know, when it was a very rare occurrence, you know, somebody had to really mess up and be really. And now you have a situation where it looks to me, at least from what I can observe, is that, you know, Joe Biden really has messed up. And with all this, you know, the stuff that he's done, you know, pay to play and his son and everything else is involved. You know, to me, this is much more significant than the two previous impeachments. But this seems to be a little dull because of the two previous ones. And people, I think, are losing in the process how significant, how important this part of our Constitution is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. It is a first of all, you should do it with sobriety. You should try to get to the facts. You should follow a process. You should restrict impeachment to actual high crimes and misdemeanors, and not policy differences. Mm-hmm. And when you looked at the Ukraine impeachment in particular, you look at the attempt to impeach based on the Mueller investigation, which failed, which immediately followed the Ukraine impeachment because they had to impeach on something for political purposes. Mm-hmm. And then the attempted impeachment, you know, after J6, you sit there and you look at those various impeachment votes, the two impeachment votes for impeaching Trump in the House. Mm-hmm. None of them were followed. None of them had any research done. It was basically, we hate Trump, so we're impeaching him.
Exactly.
This is a circumstance where we know certain things. We know that according to sworn testimony, Hunter Biden, at the behest of people who were paying him, called his dad when he was vice president of the United States and said, we have to, you know, you have to do something about the Ukrainian government squeezing the natural gas company Burisma. We know that his dad came to Kiev a week later and attacked the prosecutor in a speech that was changed on the airplane.
Right.
On the airplane going to Kiev. We know that he attacked the prosecutor who had a week after his son calls him to complain. We know that.
Which just a week prior, the Obama administration had lauded this prosecutor in squaring things up and doing such a great job. So you got to bring that into the context too, right? Okay, go ahead.
So you have that occur. We know that after the fact in 2017, Joe Biden, when he thinks his political career is over, brags about telling the Ukraine government that they had to fire the prosecutor or else they weren't going to get a $1 billion IMF loan. We know that occurred. It's on record. We've seen it. We've seen the tape. Just that action alone, acting as vice president at the behest of his son as a lobbyist to change federal, you know, U.S. foreign policy to benefit his son's company, the company he represented, the company that was paying him $83,000 a month, $1 million a year. It's a, you know, knowing that, just knowing that is a demonstration that he's unfit. You're not allowed to do that. That is impeachable. That in and of itself is impeachable. We're not talking, you know, then when you add in Chinese money and the same company that got Hunter Biden's controlled company, they got a bunch of Chinese money sending Joe Biden regular checks every month, you know, flowing from China. We have, you know, we have calls that Hunter Biden made to the Chinese bagman for the Chinese mm-hmm. government, demanding that they make $1 million payments, and the payments due, and saying, "Oh, my dad's sitting right here." I mean, those are, you know, we have that. This isn't a matter of disputing whether or not they're corrupt. So, and the fact is, in the places in the world where we have the most problems, Ukraine and China, there is reason to believe that the Joe Biden is, in fact, compromised. And as a result, the House of Representatives has to vote for the next step to be able to officially open the impeachment inquiry, to be able to access certain information that they are not able to get now because the White House is stonewalling them. Mm-hmm. That vote's happening today. People need to call their congressmen, congresswomen, and tell them to vote for the impeachment inquiry.
Exactly.
You know, we're all frustrated because it seems like everything, they're just riding a stationary bike, okay? And, you know, lots of tire, we're spending a lot of calories, but we're not moving anywhere.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
This is actually extremely important for the for our country that we have get to the bottom of this, not allowed to be stonewalled, and in fact are able to proceed with impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden. And eventually, we know, and it's going to be frustrating, that the Senate will not convict Joe Biden, whether he's impeached or not. That's not the point. We have to get to the bottom of what's happening because we can't allow it to continue. Mm-hmm. We can't allow it to be hidden. And everybody out there who cares for the country needs to contact their congressman right now and say, vote for the impeachment inquiry, because I would bet Speaker Johnson had this time in the morning, with a vote scheduled for early afternoon, doesn't know that if he's got the necessary votes to open the impeachment inquiry. And
if they don't,
impeachment is over. If they don't vote for the impeachment inquiry, it is over.
Oh, and the thing is that then the House will look like a bunch of paper tigers. Then we go back to what we talked about earlier, and that is the Democrats can move the ball. The Republicans can't. They don't know how to win. They're just going to accept this. And so then why should the people get in an uproar about it? But the fact of the matter is, Rick, you see, what is all wrapped into this situation with Ukraine and the Biden family is symptomatic of the corruption that has metastasized throughout every agency within our government. The very thing that is frustrating people across the board is all wrapped into this package. This is a big string. You pull this string and you start unraveling other agencies and other symptoms that are, you know, symptomatic of what we're seeing here. And if you can't tackle this, as obvious as this, so you got whistleblowers, you've got Bob Alinsky, partners of Hunter Biden, you got his laptop. I mean, you've got so much evidence, and the Democrats say there's no evidence. And so after all this that the people has been reported on, the people have seen, and if something doesn't happen on this, it's like they're going to say, you're right. You know, we don't have a Democratic Republic any longer.
It's done. The line, politically, the line will be very simple. The Republicans wasted a full year chasing after Joe Biden on an impeachment inquiry that they couldn't even agree to go forward with because they had no evidence. A vote to not proceed with the impeachment inquiry is a vote of exoneration, and that is how the media and the Democrats will play it. But this is, this is really about the Republicans need to hear from people that you want this, that you want them to move forward, because they're not strong. They don't have a big majority. But they need to know that the people are behind them. Please call them today. It's 202
right now.
225-3121. 202-225-3121. Ask for your member of the House member, and get a hold of their office and urge them to vote for the impeachment inquiry.
Amen. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Check it out, getliberty.org. You'll also see where Rick has put out a notice against Defense Secretary Lloyd. You must read it. Check it out.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in a CNN town hall in Iowa last night and took as many shots at Donald Trump as he could possibly take. More than 190 governments at the United Nations Climate Conference have agreed for the first time to transition away from fossil fuels. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealing directly to lawmakers for increased aid in the country's battle against Russia. He was in Washington, D.C. yesterday. A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. They've also lowered the likelihood of a recession to approximately 41%. A Government Accountability Office report says government agencies are already using AI, but there are 1,000 more potential uses for it. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Here, good to have you with us. Bill Pascoe, TPP's man in Washington, is going to be joining us in just a few seconds. Well, yeah, well, I understand he's already here. Hey, Mr. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well. Bill, how are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Before we get and talk about this impeachment inquiry, I wanted to get your read on this deal. This is really bonkers. I mean, the military-industrial complex is really beside itself. They're just going crazy. You know, Zelensky comes to town, hand out... you know, he's taking collections at every meeting and trying to get more billions of dollars from the American people to fight this war against Russia. And you got SecDef Austin, who is just beside himself because Congress is saying, look, it, you know, we owe it to our people. I mean, here we're concerned about Ukraine's borders. What about our own? And we need to get this solved if you're going to expect any money for Ukraine. And they seem to be more concerned about Ukraine than Israel right now. Oh, by the way. But nonetheless, you know, Austin, his head explodes and he basically, you know, intimidates Congress by telling them that if they don't approve this money for Ukraine, it's going to result in a war with Russia. And he says, we're going to be sending your uncles and cousins and sons to fight Russia. Probably not the best way to word it.
That's not the best pitch to make. Look, the administration has finally been caught in a bind here. They say they're worried about national security. Let's stop and examine that argument. What that is it's a national security argument. Why should Americans care about helping Ukraine? Well, because if we don't help Ukraine fight the Russians, then it's going to be up to us to fight the Russians. Okay. It's a rather ham-handed attempt. It's boldly, nakedly political. Yes. And I don't think it's a very good argument to make. But he's at least attempting to make a pitch. You know, let's go back a minute. The definition of politics. Politics is the art of getting people what you want them to do by helping them to understand why it's in their interest to do so. You got to begin with the premise that everybody is self-interested. Guess what? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what makes our Constitution work. We've talked about this many times. The brilliance of the American Constitution is that unlike any other Constitution that's ever been drafted, it doesn't rely on an idea of man being an angel, man being perfect. Mm-hmm. No. You don't have to be a perfect person for our system of government to work. In fact, it works because it's based on an understanding that men are not perfect, that we are greedy and avaricious and self-interested. Ambition will be made to check ambition and all that. Mm-hmm. So he's couching the pitch. He's making a pitch based on what he thinks is our understanding of our self-interest. We don't want to send our sons and daughters to Europe to fight the Russians. Okay, kind of ham-handed. But what he's overlooking, and the answer to this problem is so very simple. It's right in front of the administration. Yes, it's about national security. We're concerned, our side is concerned, that every single day there's 6, 8, 10, last week 12,000 illegal immigrants crossed the border in a single day. To many people, and I think not unreasonably, this looks like a slow-motion invasion. Okay, mm-hmm. It's not 500,000 who arrived at the border last week, but you know what? 500,000 crossed the border in the last 2 months.
Exactly.
Think about that. That's mm-hmm. more. That's more illegal aliens coming into our country in the last 2 months than mm-hmm. came into Ukraine when Russia invaded back in February of 2021 or 2022. Excuse me. For goodness sake, it is an invasion that's taking place. There are millions who have come across in the last year. There are multiple millions who have come across since Joe Biden became president. If they don't understand this as being a national security concern, they are going to be replaced in the next election. It's just that simple.
Exactly.
And that's the deal that they have in front of them right now. Mm-hmm. If you will help us fix the border, then we would. If you will help us take care of national security right here at home, the immediate crisis that we see, mm-hmm. then we will agree to help forestall a crisis in Europe. That's mm-hmm. it. That's the deal. Why is this hard for them to understand?
Yeah, and we'll play a role, but let's make sure we understand what that role is. We're not just giving you an open check, you know, a signed check that you guys can write numbers on. You know, there needs to be an understanding of what the end game is, and also what the rest of the NATO partners. They're the ones in the immediate area, to me, that have the biggest threat, and you've got a lot of these NATO nations that still haven't ponied up.
Well, that's true. You, to be honest, though, you do have an awful lot of European nations who have ponied up.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who are on the front line in particular, the Poles are now spending, get this, Poland is now spending a larger percentage of its gross domestic product on defense than the United States is. The Poles recognize this is a very serious problem. They are right on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
They've been, you know, Poland, if you look at where Poland was on a map 150 years ago, you'll note that it's not in the same place that it used to be. Imagine that. Imagine if the United States, if the borders of the United States had literally changed over a century and a half. We'd probably be sensitive to things that are happening right next to us, too.
Yeah, you think.
But, and there are other countries that are doing the same. But you know what? Let's talk about the impeachment inquiry, because this is really important. The House is going to vote probably today on whether or not to formally authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. And this is extraordinarily important because the White House is now stonewalling. The White House, very cleverly, I will pat them on the back. I will go to the legal counsel's office.
In conjunction with the mainstream media, oh, by the way. But go ahead.
That's right. That's right. I will pat them on the back and say, you guys played a smart card here. They went back to the Trump White House. And if you may recall, the first impeachment inquiry that began, I think it was in the summer of 2019, was when we had the first one. That was the Ukraine-involved impeachment mm-hmm. inquiry about the phone call with President Zelensky. Nancy Pelosi just directed the House committees to begin an impeachment inquiry. And the Trump White House at the time was refusing to acknowledge, based on their understanding of history, and this all goes back, there's a fascinating memo that was written in 1974 during the Watergate crisis when mm-hmm. the House was then investigating Richard Nixon in an impeachment inquiry. And so you've got this memo that basically says that the legal counsel, the White House counsel's office, says we're not going to respond to any subpoena requests until the House itself, not just the leadership, but the entire House, goes on record and says this is a necessary, important thing. We formally authorize an impeachment inquiry into the President of the United States. Once the entire House does that, as the representative of the people, that's the constitutional procedure. If the representative of the people in our system of government says we want to investigate the president, the executive, then we will recognize the importance of your subpoenas. Until that happens, don't bother us.
Right.
Okay. So that's what the Trump administration did. And Nancy Pelosi got nowhere. And then she called for a formal vote. And once they got the formal vote, then the Trump White House started cooperating. Guess what? The Biden White House has gone back. They've checked the history books. They said, hey, wait, you guys haven't formally authorized this. You haven't had a vote. So we don't recognize your subpoenas. Go away. Well, okay, we've come to that point in the investigation. We've got three committees investigating: House Oversight, House Judiciary, House Ways and Means. All three of them now have requests into the White House for various things. The White House is saying, no, we refuse to respond to these requests because we don't recognize your authority to ask for these things. So today, the House will go on record. Hopefully, the House will go on record voting in favor of an impeachment into Joe Biden, because what they've already found certainly seems to indicate there may well be impeachable offenses here that may have acted, that Joe Biden, not Hunter, he's not the center of this investigation. He may be the star witness. He may be the guy who tipped us off to all kinds of corrupt activity that his dad was doing. But it's Joe Biden himself who is at the center of this inquiry. And today the House votes on whether or not to formalize this inquiry. I hope they vote yes.
I do too. Bill Pasco, do you think, I mean, my gut gives me a sense that this is symptomatic. I was saying this to Rick Manning. They're pulling a serious string here. And as they pull the string, they're going to realize that this is symptomatic of a metastasized cancer throughout our government and throughout the bureaucracy. That though the target, I think that's just kind of a bonus, that we'll probably come to realize that though the target here is the President of the United States, is that, think about it, if the President of the United States has been doing this, then what other president was involved, and how many others were involved? Just something to think about. Bill Pasco, thank you, sir.
Here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer for eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The holidays are here, and Amazon Access is making shopping on Amazon even easier and more affordable this season. Whether you're checking things off your holiday gift list or prepping to host a family feast, Amazon.com/access has programs, discounts, and features for eligible customers to save big. With Prime Access, qualifying government assistance recipients can get over 50% off a regular Prime membership while still enjoying all the benefits of Prime, including fast, free delivery on every order. Eligible customers can shop everyday essentials like shampoo, paper towels, and coffee, as well as festive products like holiday gifts, hosting must-haves, and decor for only $6.99 a month. Eligible customers can also register their Snap EBT cards on Amazon to order eligible groceries online for delivery or pickup. In addition, they can use Snap benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items and shop fresh produce from Amazon Fresh. Find discounts, coupons, convenient pickup options, and more with Amazon Access. Visit Amazon.com/access to learn how you can save big this holiday season. Terms and conditions apply. Sponsored by Amazon.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you wanna come and text us,
you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're on standby for Eric Rourke, the director of research with Numbers USA, going to be talking about the Ukraine-Israel funding. Will it get done before they go to recess? Well, we'll talk about that in just a moment. But meanwhile, I want to remind you of our great American PureFlix Christmas promotion that will entitle you to 6 months, a six-month free subscription. It's our gift to you because we're givers. And we love to do this. And you've known this over the years about PureFlix. They're just crazy about Christmas, just like us, and Christmas movies. It is nonstop. You talk about a channel to binge on. Well, the Great American PureFlix channel is the one that you want to go to. And with this free subscription, this will cover you throughout the Christmas season, on through Easter as well. Absolutely no charge. It's a free subscription. And all you got to do to win is to, and there's no purchase necessary, by the way, you know that, is that you just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and that will come to me direct. And put down in the subject matter that it is I'm sorry, my brain I went off because I'm trying to multitask. You can always tell when I'm multitasking because all of a sudden I just kind of go to the North Pole. But anyway, you can put in the subject matter, "I'm a winner." That way, I will know that that you are participating in this. In this promotion for the six-month free subscription to Great American PureFlix. Okay, so just that simple. So get me off the email, and we'll pull your name out of the hopper just like that, and we will be able to, pull your name out, and then you get the six-month subscription. I'm stalling here because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get a phone number over to Mr. Brad, our producer, because I think we may have had a mix-up on our phone numbers to get a hold of Eric, and that's probably the delay here in wanting to discuss this matter regarding the Ukraine-Israel funding. I think it was interesting, as Rick Manning pointed out, that Secretary of Defense Austin got a little carried away and
in a sense, I mean, people took it as a threat. It's like, you know, telling Congress that if you don't pay up and you don't give Ukraine the money, then I'm going to be sending your sons and daughters and your uncles, you know, to fight the Russians. And, you know, a little bit of an overstep, and I get the emotion of it all. But it really, again, kind of lays out the emotion behind all this funding, you know, that's taking place. And how our Congress is fighting for us to say, look, you know, we'll give you the money, but let's take care of our border. You want to take care of their borders? How about let's take care of our borders? It's kind of like being on the airplane. You know, remember they tell you when the oxygen mask drops, what do? You know, you don't take care of the person next to you first. You first take care of yourself and then help the person next to you. That's what you do. And there's some common sense to that. And if they do that in those kind of life-threatening situations, when you're in the air, does it have application when perhaps you're going to war, or you're looking at going to war? Anyway, Eric Work joins us now, the Director of Research with Numbers USA. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Well, good to have you here. It looks like not very likely that the Senate is going to pass the Ukraine-Israel funding. I mean, before recess, the clock is running, and this could be, looks like it's going to be something that we're going to have to deal with next year, right?
That's right. And when one of Speaker Johnson's first acts when he came in as the new Speaker of the House, they passed a continuing resolution, which, you know, they have government funded until, I mean, it's two steps. Part of it's January, and the DHS appropriations comes due in February. So they have they have some time, but you're right. Yeah. They're probably going to go on a recess with this still in the air. Mm. And the House seems, and some Senate Republicans also seem to be holding very strong that they're not going to fund either, or they're not going to they're not going to give the White House what they want, which is what the White House says is a clean Ukraine funding bill, which means no border security. But the White House has, over the last week, expressed a willingness to make compromise. Now, what's come out of the White House has been positive in the sense of rhetoric, but we don't know the details. Those things are happening behind closed doors, but we hope that the House Republicans and the Senate, you know, will hold fast to, you know, border security is the priority. It's not a negotiable issue.
Yeah, we've kicked that can down the road enough. I think, you know, the move that you mentioned that Speaker Johnson implemented, I think people are going to see in retrospect it was a brilliant move to go ahead and do. You're going to do a CR. Let's get on the other side of the year, and we'll break it up. And in more manageable elements, in these two elements like that, and it took a lot of pressure, because normally what it seems like for decades we'd get down to this period of time, and everybody was in a panic to get out of D.C., to get home, to be with their constituents and their families, conceivably, and you get this last minute omnibus bill that passes that has all kinds of Christmas ornaments attached to it. And giveaways, and we still have a lot more money left to give away, but nonetheless, Congress would find a way to do that. And this year, you know, they're wondering, hey, I'm going home, and I don't have any ornaments, you know, to hand out, right?
All right. But it's true, you know, Numbers USA, we're single issue, you know, immigration, so the other funding things we don't take a position on. But what we would argue, and what we think is the correct way to go about it is, and the problem that's arisen for years is when they do an omnibus, as you mentioned, then that's when they throw all the bad stuff in, right? So because people aren't there, well, we have to fund the government, right? But if you break it down, if you fund DHS, the border and immigration, on its own, then you know what's going in there, and the American people can see, hopefully, a debate, but at least it's not thrown in at the last minute in a must-pass bill, right? And that's how that's how bad border and immigration things get into an omnibus bill, because everyone's rushing to get home and out the door.
You see, Eric, and to your point here, and this is what we've been talking about this morning, for some reason it seems to be the theme here, is this is symptomatic of the problems that we have in Washington, why, you know, almost two-thirds of the American people say the country's on the wrong track. It's because we do goofy stuff like this, right?
Goofy stuff is a nice way of putting it. But you're absolutely right. I mean, people are seeing what's going on at the border. And, you know, it's really it's hard to fathom. It is for me. I know it is for a lot of Americans when they see this, to realize that our government is allowing this. It isn't incompetence. It isn't the fact that we don't have the resources. It's that they don't want to secure the border. And we have the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, who's been around a long time. He was instrumental in 1986 passing that amnesty where he promised that we were going to secure the border. You know, that's 1986 he's been making that promise. But he's
right.
But at least until now, he's sort of pretended that he cares about border security. Now he's saying it's not even something we should negotiate.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, this is the thing. We're seeing the thousands of people. I mean, last Wednesday, 12,000 migrants
in one day.
We're averaging over between five and 6,000 a day. And so 12,000, and it's oh-hum. It's like, wait a minute. You know, the danger that's attached to it, they already know. The Border Patrol is saying that there are Hamas operatives in the group of migrants coming in. There is a Hamas camp on the other side of the Mexican border. I mean, what are we being set up for here, Eric?
Well, the argument that administration makes, and it's a true argument, that most people coming over are here to work, or they say they're asylees, right, or seeking asylum. And that's true. But that doesn't do away with the fact that anyone who wants to get in for any reason, including causing harm to Americans, is going to come across that same border and is going to find it very easy to get into the United States. And it's true. And you know, we've seen some numbers, but the problem is we just don't know how many people are coming across the border. And the government, our government, our executive branch, president, isn't really putting any effort into finding out who they are and where they are once they get in.
Well, they're not vetted, but yet, you know, when I talk to Border Patrol and others, Eric, you may have a better number than I have, but they're saying at least 90%, and that's a conservative number. 90% of these migrants coming across, they have wristbands. They're beholden to the cartel. They're not coming. You know, the cartels are the trolls right there at the border. And you're going to pay them in order to get in. And that payment comes with strings. Not only are you going to pay them, but you are beholden to them. So they're compromised as, you know, as people just coming in that they may come and head, you know, north from where they're at to our southern border with all kinds of ideology and hope and potential promise and everything. But when they hit the cartels, all of a sudden that is subordinated, and what takes priority is what the cartels say. And I don't think the cartels' interest is the same interest as America or everyday Americans' interest. I hesitate to say America's interest only because the leadership of our country, to your point, as you said earlier, is just they're like bullfighters with a red cape and just saying, "Ole, just let them in, ole."
Yeah, and everyone knows, including Secretary Mayorkas, and though he won't admit this fact, that the cartels control the U.S. southern border. That's just reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And what do you make of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus? And they're pushing, you know, for a Biden border crisis meeting.
Well, we'll see what comes out of it. But obviously they realize that this is a huge problem for them politically.
Yeah. Well, Hispanics are, you know, they're abandoning ship here because it's their communities. They're impacted first of all because
all Americans are concerned about it.
Yeah, but I mean, particularly Hispanic communities are being impacted in a greater number than the rest of the country, even though we say every state of the union has become a border state now, right?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, and you're right. Hispanic Americans are, you know, in many instances, the first ones who are competing with new immigrants arrive.
Whether it's jobs, whether it's resources, whether it's even safety in their own communities. He's the director of research with Numbers USA. Eric Work has been with us. Thank you, Eric.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know something?